Joining me now, Bruce Williamson from the Passengers Campaign Group Rail Future. Evening to you, Bruce.
Good evening.
Equipment failure, poor communication, just some of the reasons given for some of the problems. What do you make of the explanation?
I think Network Rail have actually been fairly honest, and I think they also need some congratulations for bringing out this report very, very quickly after the incident happened. I mean, quite often when these sort of things go wrong, it takes months and months and months to get to the bottom of it. So, yeah, Network Rail have put their hands up and they said, look, we've got it wrong. We're going to learn from these lessons and, let's hope they actually do.
Yeah, we want a better network, you and I. Apart from the discussion about paying for it, we do appreciate that improvements need to be made and they will cause delays.
Yeah, absolutely right. You know, it's inevitable. If you want, and, you know, we're looking at decades of underinvestment in the railway, so we've got a huge backlog of work that needs to be done. And so inevitably that causes delay, and inevitably as well, sometimes these jobs take longer than you expect them to take, and that's where it's really, really important that Network Rail and the train operating companies have a coordinated plan, a plan B as well as a plan C, which was obviously a little bit lacking on this occasion, and more specifically that they communicate well with the poor old passengers, and that's where I think they really let themselves down.
Well, somebody's got a case to answer. The chief executive is due to appear before the House of Commons Transport Select Committee on Wednesday. What's the first question you'd ask?
What went wrong? Why didn't you communicate with your passengers? Why is it the case that the passengers, with their smartphones and social media, are sometimes more ahead of the game and that they're telling the staff what is actually going wrong? It should really be the other way around, shouldn't it? You know, the staff should know and have all the information to hand to tell the passengers what's the best way for them to get to where they want to go.
Yeah, I'm predicting a warm time. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Your time. Appreciated very, very much indeed. By the way, that was Bruce Williamson from the Passenger Campaign Group Rail Future.